Observing vanities that lies you have A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Saint Mark. Let us be attentive. When the Sabbath was past, Mary Magdalene and Mary, the mother of James and Salome, bought spices so that they might go and anoint Jesus. And very early in the morning on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb at the rising of the sun, and they were saying to one another, "Who will roll away the stone for us from the door of the tomb?" And looking up, they saw that the stone was rolled back. It was very large. And entering the tomb, they saw a young man sitting on the right side, dressed in a long white robe, and they were amazed. And he said to them, "Do not be amazed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who is crucified. He is not here. He is risen. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you to Galilee. There you will see him as he told you." And they went out quickly and fled from the tomb, for trembling and astonishment had come upon them. And they said nothing to anyone, for they were afraid.
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon those in the tombs bestowing life. Christos voskrese iz mertvih, smertiu smert poprav, Iisus vodover život darovav, Christos anesti ek nekron, thanato thanaton patisas, ketis etis mimasi, Zoin hares amenos.
Christ is risen.
He is risen.
Christos voskrese.
Christos
anesti.
Christos anesti.
Christ is risen from the dead, trampling down death by death, and upon Compassion without measure, press onward to the light. Praise and glory. Risen from the dead, trampling on death by death, and upon those in the tomb.
If any have labored long in fasting, let him now receive his recompense. If any have wrought from the first hour, let him today receive his just reward. If any have come at the third hour, let him with thankfulness keep the feast. If any have arrived at the sixth hour, let him have no misgivings, because he shall in no way be deprived therefore. If any have delayed until the ninth hour, let him draw near fearing nothing. If any have tarried even until the 11th hour, let him also be not alarmed at his tardiness. For the Lord, who is jealous of his honor, will accept the last even as the first. He gives rest to him who comes at the 11th hour, just as unto him who has worked from the first hour. And he shows mercy on the last and cares for the first. To the one he gives, and upon the other he bestows gifts. And he both accepts the deeds, and he welcomes the intentions. And he honors the acts, and he praises the offering. Wherefore, enter ye all into the joy of your Lord, and receive your reward, both the first and likewise the second. You rich and poor, together hold high festival. You sober and you heedless, honor the day. Rejoice today, both you who have fasted and you who have disregarded the fast. The table is fully laden. Feast ye all sumptuously. The calf is fatted. Let no one go away hungry. Enjoy ye all the feast of faith. Receive ye all the riches of loving kindness. Let no one bewail his poverty, for the universal kingdom has been revealed. Let no one weep for his iniquities, for pardon has shone forth from the grave. Let no one fear death, for the Savior's death has set us free. He that was held prisoner of it has annihilated it. By descending into hell, he made hell the captive. He embittered it when it tasted of his flesh. And Isaiah, foretelling this, cried, "Hell," said he, "was embittered when it encountered thee in the lower regions. It was embittered, for it was abolished. It was embittered, for it was mocked. It was embittered, for it was slain. It was embittered, for it was overthrown. It was embittered, for it was fettered in chains. It took a body and met God face to face. It took earth and it met heaven. It took that which was seen and fell upon the unseen. O death, where is your sting? O hell, where is your victory? Christ is risen, and you are overthrown. Christ is risen, and the demons are fallen. Christ is risen, and the angels rejoice. Christ is risen, and life reigns. Christ is risen, and not one dead remains in the grave. For Christ, being risen from the dead, has become the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. And to him be glory and dominion unto the ages of ages. Amen. Christ is risen.
Indeed is risen.
Christ is risen.
Indeed is risen.
Christ is risen.
Indeed is risen.
The inspired.